You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
Better than a home run derby national anthem, it is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrecht, Tommy Kester with you. Jad Chambers driving the ship, manning the IHOP hotline at 869-1240. We are glad to be here with you on KFH. Maybe you're streaming us on the Odyssey app or KFHradio.com. Maybe you're watching us on video at 12 News Connected, KWCH.com. Glad to have you with us here on this Tuesday. You've got Facebook, you've got YouTube. You can also find us on, still working on a solution to get you back connected on X. But we've got our YouTube link posted there, so you can take that. We got lots of fun stuff to talk about today. The Chiefs training camp begins today, believe it or not. We've got the home run derby from last night and an all-star game tonight. Maybe a wish list of trade options for the Royals. All kinds of good things coming for you. Later this week, we'll get connected with the aftershocks of the TBT. That tournament is coming up this weekend. It is the unofficial slowest week on the sports calendar, which is the All-Star break. But we have plenty of things to talk about here, so we're glad to do it for you. We've got some giveaways for you today. We will give away some HTO iced tea and free rain coffee. We will give away some NBC World Series tickets as well. All kinds of good stuff. And again, that IHOP hotline's open for you, 869-1240. Tommy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How long you had that national anthem joke in the holster? Since last night? You've been workshopping about, that a little bit?
No, about 13 seconds. Okay. I saw it made a headline. I'm browsing, especially at a time like this, where it's like, okay, what are people talking about here? What's out there? And it's like the top story at CBSSports.com. And I watched the anthem. I noticed it as I was watching, too.
I thought maybe we could play a clip of it to kick off the show. Then I figured that'd be a really quick tune-out. So probably not the best idea.
Yeah, no, that wasn't something planned. It was just like, oh, no, I wasn't the only one here. I noticed because I wasn't on there last night, like following along it. But of course, everybody thought the same thing yesterday.
How bad was it? Because I didn't see the anthem and I don't want to listen to it.
It was rough. It was not
like Carl Lewis-esque.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
The bad thing about it,
Roseanne, because Roseanne's was on purpose. So
the worst thing about it is the gal that sang it is like a legitimate singer. Like, it's, you know, Carl Lewis is not a singer.
Yeah, you got
Roseanne Barr is not a singer. I don't even know her name, but she
bad night.
She's a actual,
she's four-time Grammy nominee.
She's a Grammy
nominee.
She's
a bad night.
Just a bad night.
I hate even bringing it up because I can't sing, and so I don't like giving anybody a hard time. But what the hell? Why not? It was bad. Like, it was pretty bad.
Okay.
And I was listening to it. And I even, like, we were, you know, we're working through our remodel, trying to move stuff around in the kitchen, and I kind of looked at my wife and I was like, that was that was one of the worst I've heard. That wasn't good. And, you know, it probably isn't a direct reflection of her talent, just that particular performance or rendition. Maybe she was trying something there, workshopping a few things. But no, it didn't work. So we'll try to be better than that today here on the program. That'll be our goal for Sports Daily on July 16th, as we are in this strange time on the sports calendar. This is it. But it's a short, brief period this year, at least. We get the Royals right back at it. We get TBT this weekend. We get Chiefs training camp starting this week. So it's not really that slow for us. The college football game is out. Tommy, you texted me yesterday, and I swear we've talked about this about four times on this show. You really thought you were going to be able to play the game on your...
I thought I would.
On your broke... this is the problem. I've already griped about this. Like, I want to be excited about it, too, but I can't play it because I have a PlayStation 4. And a Switch for my kids, and I don't feel like spending $500 and then another $100 or whatever it is on the game just to be able to play it. Sorry, like I can't justify that as much as I love that game like everybody else does. Did that many people have the newest gaming systems of our age group?
Maybe not of our age group. And I thought that, I mean, I know that my system is not the newest, but I didn't think that it was, you know, like a Super Nintendo or anything. I've got an Xbox One. I've had it for,
which
gosh,
is probably
I don't
the
know.
Equivalent of my PlayStation 4.
I've had it
right?
for like 6 or 7 years, I think. I don't remember exactly when I got it. And I feel like that's still, you know, I've played all my other games. Like, I've, you know, Major League Baseball, I'm a fan of that game. The Show, which just became, I think, a couple of years ago, available to play on Xbox. It had been a PlayStation exclusive for a long time. Finally able to play it on my Xbox One. I just downloaded a new version of it like a few weeks ago for this season. And I thought that College football, EA Sports College Football 25 would be available on my Xbox One. It is not, and I'm devastated.
What, available because... only on Series X or S?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct, yeah. And so I went through, and I know I wasn't one of the pre-order people. Otherwise, I would have known this ahead of time. But I was just looking it up yesterday. I'm like, all right, it's going to drop for us regular people on Friday. If you had the pre-order, you could play it yesterday. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to get everything ready to go so I can download it on Friday. And come to find out, I don't have it. I have to buy a brand new system.
But how are you really going to buy a brand new system just to play
the
game?
As much as I want to play it, I'm not going to go buy a brand new system. My Xbox One, like, every other game that I've wanted to play is available on there. So why would I go get a brand new system for one game?
Jad, you're a gamer. How long have those systems been out? The ones that can play this, the next round.
It's been a little while now. Maybe a year. No, it's more than a year because I've had my Series S for about a year now. In fact, almost exactly a year because I bought it during the Amazon Prime Day, and that's like today, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Amazon Prime Day starts today.
Yeah, so I've had it for exactly a year, my Series S. So it's been at least a year or two.
And they still are the exact same price, right? They haven't dropped a penny. That's the way I understand it. Like, I'm usually...
Yeah, more
like,
or less. I got mine at a discount because of the Amazon Prime thing, but yeah.
But my life now, like, I'm like, I don't have to have it now. I'll wait like a year and it'll be $200-$300 less, but that hasn't happened with these things. So I don't even use the PlayStation to play games anymore because I know how invested a time commitment that can be. So I have to be careful because once I start, like, I can't stop. And so we use it just to, like, stream videos. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it allows us to get to, you know, all the video streaming stuff. I don't play games on there. I haven't in a long time because we have a Switch now because of my kids. I have three young kids. We play the Switch. Like, we played Mario, you know, all the new Mario games, Mario Kart, and that kind of stuff. But, like, can't they dumb down a version for us, you know, to be able to play it on Switch? I've been mad about that for a long time. I thought you knew that because I've griped about it before.
The problem is that, I mean, I don't get to play games as much as I maybe used to. I mean, of course, before kids and all of that, I mean, there'd be times I'd come home from work and even when I was married, I'd be like, all right, honey, I'm going to go play. And I would just completely like decompress. I'd play Madden for four or five hours. I would just like be in my own little world doing that. Or I would play The Show or, you know, I had a handful of other, you know, mainly sports games that I would play. But now, I mean, my Xbox sits there and every once in a while, if I'm lucky, I can grab it for an hour and I can go play a game. It doesn't happen very often. And so because of that, I'm not going to go and invest in a brand new system to be able to play one game.
One game, I know. That's the thing. It's not. I mean, it might be the best thing ever, but is it worth $600?
Right.
No, I don't think so. So I'm not with. And I've heard a lot of people our age talking about it. I'm like, do you guys all have the new system? I kind of feel like, or at least I felt like we got left behind on the last round. Like, all right, that's it for us. Like, we're done. Like, it passed us because now this next one, it's another expensive one. You know, we don't have all the time in the world. So I guess a lot of people still have it, but I do not. And well, I'm just...
Microsoft did it strange because you've got Tommy's Xbox One, and then you had the Xbox One S and One X, and then you have the Series S and Series X, and those are all different things. That's like five different consoles.
Yeah.
But they all sound exactly the same.
I mean, I posted about it last night on X, and somebody responded to me and said that, you know, my Xbox One is the equivalent of back then having an Xbox 360, which you can miss me with that. Like, I had an Xbox 360. I loved that machine. I would have continued to play it. But then it actually became to a point to where no more games were being issued on that platform, and I had to upgrade. And eventually, yeah, maybe I'll be at a point in my life where I can play a little bit more down the road. But it will change things when the majority or all of games are not being produced for the platform that I have. That's not the case right now.
So I'm looking at PlayStation 5 right now. You guys are talking about Xbox. I don't know anything about Xbox. Do I have a PlayStation?
PlayStation did make it easier.
I have a four
in their schemes. Yeah,
I have to have a four. I got a four. I still have right behind me here. I still have the old ones. There's like that's one of them. So that's probably like a two. That's probably
there's a Sega Dreamcast right there.
There's a Dreamcast. You have a Dreamcast.
Look at that.
Yeah,
right there.
Heck yeah.
Even better than that, Jad, is a Sega Saturn, which is down there.
Ooh.
Which is my all-time favorite system.
Did you ever have a Sega Game Gear? I had one of those when I was a kid. I didn't have a game.
Yeah,
I wasn't a Game Boy guy. I was the Game Gear person. And you had to have like a luggage piece to carry all the games with it.
We were team Sega growing up. I still remember like my favorite purchase probably I have ever made in my life was the Sega Saturn. My brothers and I what that was like 1990, probably 7 or 8, I bet. So I was, you know, 11, 12 years old. And my two older brothers and I, we were the only ones that played games. My two oldest brothers didn't really play any games. So we had the Sega, and we had like 50 games, you know, because we had our Sega. And this thing came out, and we went to, what was it called?
Walden Books.
Do you remember that store? Yeah. Did they sell video games?
I'm sure they did.
Like that. So we go in and we trade everything we own. Like everything we own. All the stuff, all the controls, all the games. And I'm sure they gave us like, I don't know, $50. And we took all the money all three of us had and spent like the $400 or whatever for that Sega. Like biggest thing any of us had ever done. And I'll never forget it, not only because of that, but because on the way home, we hit a dog. And so it was like the highest high and the lowest low all in one moment. But we had World Series Baseball for it. And I bet we played that until our fingers bled. And that was back in those. And so I get it, like, for people to like go nuts and buy that. It's just not for me anymore. But yeah, I still have a Sega Saturn. It's sitting right down there. I can't justify buying a PlayStation 5. I'm looking online right now. They're still $450.
You know how I got on the
$450. These things have been around at least a couple of years.
How I got on the Xbox train was I was out of college, and I don't even remember what I had at the time. I might have still been playing a Nintendo 64. I don't really know. Maybe I didn't even have a console, but I wanted to get into it. I wanted to start playing Madden. I wanted to do all of that. And I played games when I was in high school, middle school, but then I kind of took a break. And I remember, like, for I think my birthday or Christmas one year, my parents asked me what I wanted. I did no research at all. I just knew I wanted a gaming console. And I said, you know, an Xbox or a PlayStation, either way. Like, it doesn't matter either way. And, you know, it was just left up to they chose an Xbox for me. And then I've just done Xbox ever since.
I think I had an Xbox in college for just a minute. It doesn't, I mean, it's irrelevant to me. I tend to like the PlayStation stuff more. I guess, apparently, clearly. I don't even remember why.
There have always been more games available on PlayStation than on Xbox. I had to wait for years and years to be able to play the show.
Oh. For Major League Baseball. I'll tell you why. It's the show. It's the show.
They finally made it, like 2 or 3 years ago, finally made it available for Xbox. And it was kind of the same way. Like, I suffered through not having the show. I didn't go out and buy a PlayStation to play one game. I'm not going to go and upgrade my Xbox in this situation to play one game. Man, I waited like a decade to play the show. And I never broke down and bought a PlayStation to be able to do it. I waited them out. And so I'm not going to do the same thing, you know, when it comes to this college football game.
That's why I got the PlayStation 2 and 3, or 3. It was because of the show. That's why. Now I remember. And so
it was a Sony exclusive. That, I mean, they did not make it available for Xbox.
I like a lot of the – I like sports games, but I like a lot of the, like, old school, like – long story. Like I love video games, but I'm good with where I'm at. Like I'm good, you know, playing the old ones that I still hang on to, or playing the Switch with my kids. Like I want to play that college football game so dang bad, and I know it's going to be awesome and a blast, and I would just be able to spend tons and tons of time with it and would love it, and it would be amazing. But I'm not going to go spend $500 to be able to play it. And so I'm just kind of stuck while everybody else gets to have all the fun. And that I'm glad you're with me. I fully thought that you would have had that and already played it. So we'll suffer at the same time, I suppose. You know, maybe we'll just ask everybody else that comes on the show if they've played it.
Yeah, bad thing is if neither you or I are going to play it, we won't be able to give any kind of feedback, any kind of review on it. Jad, are you going to play it? Are you going to get the college football game?
I suppose I could, but I'm probably not going to buy it. It's not that I don't like it. I like the Maddens and I like the sports games, but they've kind of progressed to a point where I just don't have the kind of interest to sink that much time into them anymore. I preferred them back in the early 2000s. They've just gotten a little too. They've gotten a little too real. I kind of like the idea of it being a video game.
Yeah.
I can't really play the actual games very well like that anymore. But I would do all the Dynasty or whatever. I would do that. But playing the game now, everybody plays them online. I'm like, no. I'll never. One of my buddies when I was this would have been probably a decade ago now. What are the really popular shooter games, Jad?
Right now, like Fortnite.
Call of Duty. Way before Fortnite. That stuff's passed me by, too. Is Fortnite even on a console, or is that a computer game? I don't even know. I just know everybody plays
it. It's on just about everything.
So I tried that Call of Duty thing, and I would go through, the regular, computer mode things. And I had a buddy who was like, no, jump online. Well, and I'm like, I don't even know if I can jump online. Can I jump online? And so I figured out how to hook it up. And I played and I died like every 5 seconds. And I was like, this sucks. Why would anybody do this? Like I would die and then I'd pop back up and I'd be dead in like 1 second. I'm like, how is this fun for anybody?
I remember when I first got, I think the Xbox One, I thought, and I was playing Madden. I thought, okay, well, I'm going to actually, for the first time ever, I'm going to get online. I think there was an extra monthly subscription, Xbox Live, I think is what it was. Bought that subscription so I could go online. I'm like, I'll play against people online. It'll be fun. And I had the little headset. I'm going to try it out with the microphone. And man, I just got trash talked by 9-year-olds the entire time. And they were beating me badly. I'm like, this is not fun. Why am I paying $19 a month for this? So I stopped playing online. I kept paying the subscription for a while because I'm like, well, maybe there are other features. Literally the only thing that it did was when I was playing a game, it would match the weather outside currently. Like it would take the weather forecast in Wichita. And so if it was raining outside and I was playing a Madden game, it would be raining on my game. That was the only thing that it did. I'm like, okay, I'm going to cancel this subscription. I don't need it. But yeah, that was the only time I'd ever really played online, and I just got beat badly by a bunch of 9-year-olds.
It's amazing. I never would have thought, because I played way too many video games growing up, right? And we're not of the generation now where it's online gaming and gamers. No, we were just whatever. We just love video games. We're not in that generation, I don't think, where kids are getting college scholarships for this stuff, where they do those kinds of things really well. They play online against each other. We were just we wasted way too much time on the dumb, simple games. So I can't even imagine now, and I'll find out. I never would have thought there would have been a time I would have been passed up in video games. Happened a long time ago. I like the games, like Jad and I talk about the games, Fallout, because they put that show out. I like those kind of games. Like, tell me a good story. Let's chill here. I don't need some, you know, nerd, no offense nerds, out there just like blowing me away trying to like, no, I gotta be able to go at my own pace with these things. But I do still like video games. Like, I play the Switch with my kids all the time.
The last non-sports game that I really got into, I mean, I was a Grand Theft Auto guy for, you know, a number of years when I was in college. Game. It was just, I'm going to try to find a way to, you know, wreck the car and get arrested and have helicopters chase me down. I really wasn't playing like the actual missions, and I'm like, I'm just gonna go and take a baseball bat to somebody on the sidewalk.
That's a good game too. I think they made another one of those too, didn't they, Jad? Like, aren't they doing that again? Then that coming back, or maybe it never went away?
No, it never really went away. There's been a bunch of them. Yeah,
it's fine. I mean, Jason says on our YouTube that it's once he had kids, he never had time, and that's what it is. Yep. Although I will say, when our kids were first born and we were just like up all night feeding them, video games were a godsend. Like, that's what helped keep me awake, because we just like through that where you're running on like 2 hours of sleep, I would try to zone out. Anyway, I'm not sure about that rabbit hole, but
Jason brings up an interesting point, because he says maybe I can loan you my system and you can try things out. Actually, interestingly enough, it wouldn't be a terrible time to do that. The games that the last two games I just bought that I'm still playing right now are on Switch. And so basically, I bought Oxenfree 2 and a remake of a whole bunch of older like role-playing games, Secret of Mana.
Like, I'm gonna have to get with you on that, because I like those kind of games too. I haven't heard of either of those, so I'm gonna off the air. You can
Oxenfree. I don't think you'll like, because it's very Twin Peaks like. It's survival-y horror-ish.
Like Twin Peaks the restaurant?
No, like Twin Peaks the
he would love that,
the television show.
Like, what are you assuming here?
Yeah, no, Twin Peaks the television show. So yeah,
I gotcha. I don't even know what that is. Okay.
Oh,
we're gonna figure this out. We'll play the game at some point. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the home run derby last night. Bobby Witt Jr., that close. Alec Bohm, that close. I loved the derby last night. I thought it was awesome. We'll get into it. Teoscar Hernandez, the guy nobody was talking about, of course, is your winner. I thought my Bohm bet might pay. I thought he had him. Man. We'll come back. We'll talk about the derby next. Hey, our thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for fueling us up at the Odyssey Studios there, KFH. Jad and Tommy got a nice cup of Prairie Fire Coffee going right now. An email from a coworker at K-Witch. Of course, we're on 12 News Connected now, listening to our console discussion. He says, Rami says, Splinter Cell was his thing that made him have Xbox.
I used to play Splinter Cell back in the day. It required so much patience. You had to, like, sneak around. You had to be really quiet. You couldn't, like, you know, there are those games where you're just going like nonstop, full speed ahead. Splinter Cell was not one of those games. I had a lot of fun playing that game back in the day.
Oh man, I love it. It's so nostalgic too. I love talking about this stuff because, well, A, we have room on the show for this kind of stuff right now, and we're about to not soon with football coming. But like, it's such a, like, we are the video game generation, and then now it's been taken to this, next level, and we got passed up. And, like, so what is the next generation? Like, what are the, you know, the 20-year-olds now who are still, like, really into it and good, that, like, next generation behind us? It's probably going to be, like, virtual reality. Have you done virtual reality yet?
Like the augmented reality deal?
I don't know,
with the Meta deal? No, I haven't. If I'm not gonna upgrade my console, I'm not buying an AR.
No, I'm not buying it. But like when I go home for Christmas, like some of my nieces and nephews will have one, and it is just absolutely insane. Not only is it ridiculous if you don't have the headset on, you're watching somebody play, you get on there and you do, like, it's. We are headed to the Matrix. Between AI and all this stuff, like, we're on our way. I don't know what's going to hold us back, but it's coming. Like, we're just all going to just sit in a chair somewhere with a feeding tube and live in pretend land. And I think that's not a good thing. I don't know. Maybe it is. Would you rather be in the Matrix or out of the Matrix? Seemed pretty okay inside there versus what was going on outside, I guess. I don't know. All right, let's talk about the Home Run Derby last night. Heck, maybe we're in the Matrix right now, according to some people. We're at the Home Run Derby last night. Boy, that seemed like a computer simulation because Alec Bohm and Bobby Witt Jr. both just, like, within feet missed of extending it. You had two swing-offs, basically. That's sort of what it turned into for Bobby Witt Jr. with Teoscar Hernandez at the end there because he just needed that one. Like, that was awesome. It was great. I thought the new format's definitely better. And what did I say yesterday? Absolutely incorrectly. I just didn't know if Bobby Witt Jr.'s, you know, swing really translated out. But these guys can alter it. Alec Bohm certainly did not. So I was the longest odds. But they had all the great conversations, if you had the volume on, in the Home Run Derby last night about how he's like, well, I never get to do this. Like, now I get to try to hit home runs. I don't do that in a game. And so that was interesting to see it. But Bobby Witt Jr., like, that wasn't his normal swing either. He was much shorter in the swing, obviously trying to elevate it. And you hope that's not stuff that carries over. But he was hitting missiles. That was fantastic. Teoscar Hernandez. I got no issue with Teoscar Hernandez. The Vladdy Jr. thing was nice. It was fun to sit there and see him just keep sitting there with, you know, I assume his wife or his girlfriend, and just like how much fun they were having and how much they enjoyed it. Bobby Witt Jr., like, trying to contain himself while Buffer was reading the Let's Get Ready to Rumble was probably my favorite thing of the night. He's just got like that little kid grin on his face, like looking around. Like, is anybody else seeing this right now? I thought it was awesome. I loved the Derby last night.
Well, I think Bobby Witt Jr. solidified his place as one of the new stars of Major League Baseball.
Sure.
With last night. And I think that he had, you know, done that before. I don't think it was just the Home Run Derby that put him over the edge. But on top of that, I do think that just being on that national stage, getting all the way to the finals, a lot of people know Teoscar Hernandez. I like Hernandez. I've always liked the way that he's played. He's got pretty good name recognition across Major League Baseball. Getting Bobby Witt Jr., you know, to get all the way to the finals against him and push him and almost be able to get it done, you know, tells me that Junior's right there. I mean, he's going to be somebody, you know, as the flag bearer for Major League Baseball for a long time to come. Man, I'll tell you, the format works. I was confused even before it started exactly how it worked. But then once it actually got going, I'm like, okay, like, this makes a whole lot of sense to me. I like it. It adds to the intrigue. You know, I'm perfectly good with it. And I just think that, you know, what one nice thing about what Bobby Witt Jr. showed, and I'm not suggesting that he's going to, you know, change his swing up in the actual games that he plays, but the power was on full display. Absolutely it was. And we've known that he could absolutely get a ball flying 450 plus, you know, like, that's just something he's got the strength for that. But seeing him do it over and over and over again, you know, I think I mentioned it yesterday that Bobby Witt Jr. is, you know, I think kind of known around baseball, or was known around baseball, as a great all-around hitter. He absolutely is. I think you can look at him in that, you know, sort of view as a great slugger as well. And that's probably a part of his game that the longer that he's in Major League Baseball will continue to go around. I don't think it's out of the question, you know, maybe not this year, but in future years, to see Bobby Witt Jr. potentially challenge, you know, for like a home run lead, you know, in the American League or whatever. You know, he's going to do a lot of other things too in his game, but just watching the way that he hit those home runs last night, he's got it all.
I mean, he had 20 and 30 home runs. He's on pace for 27 this year. The evolution of his game this year, and it's not even close, is his batting average, right? Like, he's still striking out at basically the same clip he always have. He's going to steal as many bases as he always has. He's going to have, you know, he's on pace for quite a few more doubles, but not as many home runs as last year, which is interesting. But it comes because his average is just climbing at an insane clip, and so are his runs scored. So it's almost happening in kind of reverse of what you might like, where that power might come later. It's like the power came early, and now he's learning how to be a hitter, right? I never saw him. I mean, he's batting 323 right now. We've talked about it on this show. I was like, man, if Bobby Witt Jr. could ever get his average up around, you know, like 290, 285, like he's going to be the best player in baseball. Well, he's way ahead of that now. So if he becomes a, you know, a 320 hitter, I mean, he's going to be like Trout, I think. And I don't know if his power is going to get there, but if he continues to develop as a hitter, I think for as strong as he is, it probably will just happen on its own. You know what I mean? Like, if he continues to pile up hits and doubles and the things that he's doing this year, like, as he continues to mature and develop, this, he's just still just 24. Hitters, historically, don't enter their physical prime, I don't believe, until 26, and then it goes from, like, 26 to 32 or something like that. He could definitely, I mean, he hit 30 last year, so what's the ceiling? 40? Does he ever have a 50 home run season in him? I think he's got the power for it. I think you saw that last night. But I'll tell you this, like, I'd much rather see him as a 320 hitter that hits 30 home runs and then does all these other things he's able to do within that than to be a, you know, a 275 hitter that hits 50 home runs. Now, I don't know which of those is technically more valuable in the analytics world. I guess it depends on, you know, where he hits in the lineup and what's around him. They may need him to be a power hitter by that point, but who knows? It was awesome. He was on center stage. I thought his energy was contagious last night. And I'll bet you there are a lot more Bobby Witt Jr. fans than there were two nights ago because of just how much he enjoyed that. Like, that's the thing. You know, you sometimes you get into these derbies and everyone's mad because Shohei's not in it. Like, there was a first-time effect for a lot of those guys last night. Adolis Garcia didn't make it through, which was really disappointing because he was red-hot out of the gates, but his energy was there. You know, Gunnar, like even the guys that didn't make it through, like their energy was there. That makes it better. That makes it more fun, I think, than seeing the same group of sluggers just get out there and take another crack at it, even though they all want to win it. What did Teoscar Hernandez win? $1 million last night thing?
Big old trophy. Like, it's not, and the
like,
chain.
It's not like they don't want to win it. They, of course, they want to win it. But it was great. I thought it was the. I mean, I get stuck in the moment on these things. I want to say it was the most fun derby of the last handful of years. I certainly like the format, and I think that has a lot to do with it. I like getting the distance extra bonus out thing. Like, I liked everything about the changes they made to it. I think the one thing, the next evolution that would make that thing even better is if you mic'd those dudes up while they were at the plate. Like, mic them up and let them just kind of have conversations as they're working their way through. How much fun would that be? But well represented here locally. We had Bobby Witt Jr. in the final. We had Alec Bohm right there. He was the guy. If he hadn't had to wait so long, I think he would have probably won that thing. I mean, that gap in between the, you know, the beginning and the end. Because once he got back in a groove in that second round, he was on fire. I think if he doesn't have that long gap, he probably would have won that thing. And he was like, to see him change what he does as a big leaguer was pretty wild too.
And I don't think anybody should be surprised. I mean, you remember some of the bombs that he hit when he was here in Wichita. I mean, as a Shocker, like, I remember some of them he was a great all-around player, obviously, and, you know, he's now an all-star for that very reason. But I just remember when he was a Shocker, just some of the absolute missiles that Alec Bohm hit. So I understand that that's not like he's not a major slugger in Major League Baseball now at this point in his career. And he did change, you know, the way he swings the bat for the Home Run Derby. But I don't think anybody should be surprised, because if you watched him when he was here in Wichita, he did that sort of thing a lot.
Yeah. Well, he was as good. I mean, that's why he was such a high draft pick. He was.
But I mean, he hit absolute missiles a lot when he was here in Wichita.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good stuff. But I like the Derby. I hope the All-Star game follows suit. I think it will. I don't know if I'll be quite as locked into the game itself as I was the Derby last night, but I do enjoy the All-Star game. It is my favorite. I come in and out of it. They mic everybody up. You get the pitcher versus hitter mic up thing that they continued last year. They've done such a good job with it, and I'm sure it will continue. We can go back to that if you want to chime in on the Derby, 869-1240. The IHOP hotline is open. Let's start with our HTO giveaway here today, and we'll do a text-to-win contest. You can win a free iced tea, more than 20 flavors coming your way, and some free rain coffee. All you got to do is text the keyword tea, T-E-A, to the short code 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. That's tea to 20357. Good luck, everybody. We'll come back. More Sports Daily. We've got the Chiefs reporting to training camp. We've got Devontae Adams to the Jets rumors, which I think are really, really interesting. Lots to get to today, and we'll do it. We'll also kind of, you know, wish list a little bit for the Royals. What could they do? It's all coming for you on Sports Daily.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be here with you on a Tuesday. On a Tuesday where we get quarterbacks and rookies reporting to Chiefs camp. On a Tuesday following an exciting home run derby. On a Tuesday before the All-Star game for Major League Baseball. It is also trade season in Major League Baseball and perhaps the NFL. Just a couple of minutes here, Tommy, so we'll take one of the more brief topics we'll probably have today. Devontae Adams, the rumors are swirling that he may reunite with Aaron Rodgers at the Jets. I think this is relevant to us for a couple of reasons. A, he's in the division the Chiefs play in right now. But if he goes to the Jets, I got to tell you, Devontae Adams goes to the Jets. If that ends up happening, the Jets, and I know we can't, I mean, you can't really proclaim anything with the Jets because we don't know how healthy Aaron Rodgers is. Or if he can still play at the same level. We haven't seen him play football in a long time. But man, if he's even close, they had a guy like Devontae Adams with Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall. I think that makes them a contender. Devontae Adams is still really good. He was good last year when he wasn't hurt. So I think you have to look at that and say that could be a seismic AFC shift type of thing if they're able to pull that off.
Yeah, I still think that, you know, we're maybe a little bit of a ways away from something like that happening. And Boomer Esiason on WFAN, part of the Odyssey family, mentioned that just the other day, yesterday, in fact. He said that it looks like, it, you know, he's hearing that a trade would probably take place in late August or early September, you know, basically right before the start of the season. So you're not going to have, you know, a whole lot of time to get him ingrained in the offense, but at the same time, he's had that long relationship with Aaron Rodgers, and so I don't know if you really need it necessarily, but at the same time, I mean, you've got like different players also. It's not just Rodgers and Adams that you've got to get, you know, Adams accustomed to and all of that. So we're talking about literally, if it happens, you know, potentially right before the season begins.
It shouldn't matter too much, I don't think. There's enough continuity there, the timing of it anyway. I, you know, depending on what they could get back out of it, and I don't know how they could maneuver because he's got a huge cap number. But if the Jets can pull it off, I mean, you'd think it would make some sense. If there are, you know, there are only a handful of teams that you would say are like in a rebuild mode. I think the Raiders would be one of them.
I think the hard thing about it, and what I'm having a hard time figuring out in my mind, is what's the appeal for the Raiders to trade Adams? Because if they move
to acquire picks, I mean.
But if they move him, they've got to take on a lot of dead money. And that's a big, like, sticking factor. And it's not, this wouldn't be the first time that the Jets have allegedly reached out to the Raiders about acquiring Davante Adams. They've tried to in the past, and they've been turned down. So, I mean, things change over time. But I just don't know if the Raiders are going to be able to get what they feel like they deserve, you know, to be able to move Adams out of town.
You know, I'd tell you, like, if you're the Jets, I mean, going all in on a move like this would make absolute and total sense. Like, what do the Jets have to lose at this point? The Jets are as all in. Is there a more all in team? I know Jerry Jones, that's his line of the offseason. He's clearly not. Like, they're not all in with the Cowboys, or they would have done anything in the offseason, which they did not. But if you're the Jets, you are absolutely all in right now with Aaron Rodgers. So if it doesn't work this year with Rodgers, you're going to have to some degree blow it up anyway. And they still have a lot of talented young players there, but in the sense of like a Super Bowl window, this is it for them. So why wouldn't you do something like that? You've already started that process, right? It's not, I mean, I wouldn't go giving away first round picks 4 years down the road, but if you're talking about just next year in the draft, you've got to go for it this year. You have to. And so I get it from the Jets perspective. Just like, what's your asking price? You want a first? We'll give you a first.
I think they've got to get, if you're the Raiders, I think you've got to get at least a first, and, you know, for next year, and maybe even like a second or a third in future years, maybe not necessarily next year specifically. But I think if you're going to go picks,
yeah, they have
heavy,
a first next year. They have a first.
I think if you're going to go picks heavy, you're probably looking at, I would think, multiple high round draft picks. That's what I would want if I'm the Raiders, because again, what's my motivation to move him, you know, if I'm not going to get everything that I want in return? Just have him continue to play for the Raiders. And I know he's not happy. You know, it was, you know, reported.
I don't think he's unhappy. He's unhappy. I think he just would like to play with Rodgers.
Yeah. And I think that he thinks that he'd probably have a better opportunity elsewhere, sure, and with Aaron Rodgers, and I totally get that. I'm not sure that,
yeah,
you know, he, if you were to ask him honestly, if he would have a ton of positive things to say about his tenure with the Raiders. I know he had a lot of negative things to say about Jimmy Garoppolo. That's on record. I mean, it's in the new receiver show on Netflix that he bashed Jimmy Garoppolo, who obviously is not, you know, the starter anymore. But bottom line is that I think that if I'm the Raiders, yeah, I might entertain an offer for Davante Adams, but man, you got to make it worth my while, because what's the harm in just keeping him? Like, the Jets would have to come on extremely strong for me to be interested in making a move for Adams.
I'll give you one. The Jets have 2 third-round picks, first and a third this year for Davante Adams. Who says no to that?
I might even want something in 2026, maybe.
If I'm the Raiders, I wouldn't do that. So if I was the Jets and I came to, if you're the Raiders and I'm the Jets and I said a first and a third this year for Davante Adams,
throw me another third in 2026 and you've got a deal.
I won't.
Okay.
I won't.
Then I'll just keep Davante Adams. I mean, good luck.
Okay. And that's what'll be interesting, because I don't think the Raiders have much incentive to keep Davante Adams.
I don't think they have much incentive to trade him.
Well, if you're getting a first-round pick, I mean, he's not even worth a first-round pick, I don't think, at his age right now, historically speaking. That's a big haul for him. If you were to get even a first for an aging player like that, historically speaking, that would be a big coup for the Raiders. So are the Jets willing to go that high, or would they say a second and a third, and then a third down the road? Then I think you're getting into the territory of like, okay, well, is that worth it if you're the Raiders? I don't know. It's an interesting storyline and one to watch, because if he goes there, I do think it shifts things a little bit in the AFC. What about the Chiefs? I don't think it shifts them above the Chiefs by any means. They report to camp today. Patrick Mahomes, the rookies, What are we even looking for in training camp? We haven't really looked ahead to this point because so many things have been distracting this offseason away from this point, but they're there. So what do we need to see out of camp? We'll talk about that when we return. Sports Daily, hour number two coming your way. Football coverage, by the way, is brought to you by T-Mobile here on KFH. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Chiefs talk coming in the next hour. We'll give away some NBC World Series tickets as well. Stick with us. Sports Daily, coming right back.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.